relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream today. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
And what emerged very quickly is there's not a singular voter fraud in one state. This pattern repeats itself in a number of states, almost exactly the same pattern, which to any experienced investigator, prosecutor, would suggest that there was a plan from a centralized place to execute these various acts of voter fraud, specifically focused on big cities, and specifically focused on, as you would imagine, big cities controlled by Democrats, and particularly focused on big cities that have a long history of corruption. The number of voter fraud cases in Philadelphia could fill a library.
That was, of course, Mayor Rudy Giuliani yesterday giving a press conference with the president's A-team investigating election fraud in the election recently here in the United States. I am Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. After rewatching that video, I'm more convinced than ever that in those key cities, when the voting stopped, a coordinated effort was made to rig the election. We're going to open the show with somebody who is a fearless fighter for truth. What is it about congressmen from the first district of their states? Whether it's Steve Scalise, who was on yesterday, Louisiana 1, whether it's Lee Zeldin, New York number 1, or whether it's Florida district number 1, they always seem to be good guys, especially when it comes to Matt Gaetz, the author of Firebrand and host of Hot Takes with Matt Gaetz. Congressman Gaetz, welcome back to America First.
Good to be with you, Dr. Gorka.
Hey, I have to ask you, as somebody who's, you know, in the mud, fighting, wrestling with those swamp creatures every single day, what did you think of the press conference yesterday? Are you satisfied in general by the campaign's response and by the conservative response to what we witnessed 2 weeks ago on election night?
Well, here's what we have to understand as a predicate. If we allow fraud to continue, if we turn a blind eye to it, if we accept the proposition that any accusation of fraud or any query of ballots cast is racist or an attack on democracy itself, then we as conservatives will never win another election again. Because in some of these, you know, very densely populated cities, you have a feature that I like to call ballot laundering, where people didn't actually intend to vote those ballots those particular ways. There was just a mechanized system to request ballots, submit those ballots, and then have people count them in the absence of review, authentication, validity. And my concern is that while the campaign is doing everything they can and should after the fact to expose this, we should have caught it in the act, Dr.
Yes.
Gorka.
Yes.
We should have had U.S. attorneys on the ground ready to enforce injunctions, ready to demand that the law be complied with. Because here's the problem. Every remedy that Mayor Giuliani is requesting in legal proceedings requires the disqualification of pools of ballots that have both legal and potentially illegal ballots.
Right, the commingled
exactly,
ballots.
Exactly, exactly. Right. So, you know, I do not see any path to a judge excluding commingled ballots, but I am very concerned about the fraud that happened. We know it happened. We absolutely know it happened. And you know the other thing, Dr. Gorka? We know how to stop it because we do that in Florida. You see, we count the ballots as they come in,
right.
You know, several at a time, rather than being caught in the moments after Election Day when you can exclude partisan observers and then just do as you will, despite the lack of authentication of signatures. And by the way, there's a few pieces of evidence, just data, not anecdotes, but data, that really stand out to me. First, in Georgia. You're typically looking at about 3.5% of the vote-by-mail ballots excluded because the signatures don't match. Well, that plummeted down to 0.3%.
Yeah.
And what that means is that either there was just this historic matching of signatures or ballots were counted that were not legitimately voted. And the other is in Pennsylvania, where in this last year, in 2020, we had more people registered to vote over the age of 90 than in the four previous years combined. With two of which were election years. And so you've either got to believe that in 2020, in the middle of a pandemic that was uniquely aggressive with old people, that folks over the age of 90 just rushed to register to vote, or there was a systematized, centralized effort, just as Mayor Giuliani was describing, to commit a fraud against our election system.
He's the author of Firebrand, host of the podcast Hot Takes with Matt Gaetz. Follow him right now on Twitter, Rep. Matt Gaetz. So what does this mean, Congressman, if these ballots are commingled, if we're not going to have judges just wipe 600,000 votes off the tally in Pennsylvania, then will they have stolen this election successfully and be able to do it again and again and again?
The only backstop are our state legislatures. And one thing I know, and one thing you know as someone who worked in the White House and was an advisor to the president, the only way you win a fight is with fighters.
Yeah.
And we need fighters to stand up in these state legislatures and not just demand reviews and audits. But when those reviews and audits show information that is just inconceivable, that is circumstantial evidence of fraud, they should reject the certification of those election results, and they should not cede electors to the Electoral College.
And when people just at the lowest level canvassers are being told, if you don't certify, you're a racist on Zoom calls, are we going to find enough people with a backbone to do that, Congressman Gaetz?
Well, we hope that there are people with that backbone in state legislatures. But, I mean, this is now where we are, Dr. Gorka, and it's not a good thing for the country. If what you seek is a legal, lawful election, if what you seek is an accounting where you actually can make sense of the voter rolls when bounced against the number of votes you have, then all of a sudden you're a racist. I mean, give me a freaking break. You know, we need to have clean elections in America so that people are inspired to have clean elections around the world. And I didn't think it was a very controversial thing to say that people should not vote in more than one state. People should not vote after they've entered a change of address to leave somewhere. People should not vote after they die. People should not vote who did not request a ballot and had no intention of voting. I thought that would unite all Americans, but you see, for the left, it's not about clean elections, it's about power. And they were willing to do the things on the front end to seize that power, and we didn't catch them in the act, which is why we're facing substantial headwinds in the courts now.
So what is your message to those across the country who would be in a position to put pressure on these individuals to toe the line and audit those elections? Shouldn't they get out on the streets today?
I do believe our fellow Americans should demand of their state legislators in some of these states where the result is not outside the margin of fraud to be active, to be bold, to demand better, to ask the tough questions. And when there are no reasonable answers to those tough questions, like you have in Wayne County, Michigan, where they literally cannot account the number of votes against the number of registered voters, we can't certify elections that we have no confidence in, because then the certification system is a joke. It's a fiction. It's a mirage. It's a veneer. And we can do better than that in this country. Like, if you don't think we have ways to verify people's identity, try getting on an airplane. Yeah. Like, we absolutely can do it. It's a question of will. And as is always the case, and you know it, Dr. Gorka, the will has to come from the people. We, the people, lead, and then oftentimes it's our elected representatives who follow.
It's up to us. He's broken a million followers on Twitter. He's going to celebrate, he told me, by coming in studio for a whole hour to talk to our millions of listeners and viewers across the nation. In the meantime, get his book, Firebrand, subscribe to his podcast, Hot Takes with Matt Gaetz, and follow him on Twitter at Rep Matt Gaetz, one of the true fighters. My gosh, the call board is full, and I haven't even mentioned the phone number. We'll get to you guys, Dale, Stanley, Antoinette, Connie. Don't go anywhere. Next, your favorite, Trish Regan, here on America First.
We've waited long enough. Let's get back to work. It's the Great American Comeback with Trish Regan.
See Tucker Carlson. Oh my gosh. Is there a war now between Sidney Powell and Tucker Carlson? I hope not. I've commented on it. I got into a little fracas with Nick Searcy, film director, on Twitter today. And I said, dude, I think you're misunderstanding me. Come on the show. We'll talk it out. We're going to talk to you as well. Get your take. Nick will be with us momentarily. But she's here to talk about all matters financial and also political. Follow her right now at trishintel.com, the podcast Trish Intel, and on Twitter, Trish_Regan. Trish, welcome back to America First.
Good to talk to you, Seb.
So, Diebold, I think I remember seeing the name Diebold. Weren't Diebold the company?
It's been
that, cash? They had like cash counting machines.
Yes, they were an ATM machine.
Right.
Yes. And then they became Premier Election Systems. They were acquired by Dominion. Listen, I've been around this story for a while. I got to tell you, early in my career, when I was first reporting for the CBS Evening News back in 2004, it must have been May, it was spring of 2004, I did a story on none other than Diebold voting machines, which eventually became part of Dominion. And the story was about how easily they could be hacked and all the concerns about error. And I'm like, wait a second, you know, this is like deja vu. So then, you know, when I had heard about Smartmatic down in Venezuela, which is the American Venezuelan company that eventually, this is going to get really confusing, but it acquired Sequoia, which was a longstanding American voting machine company. That became a big, big deal. Democrats were really upset about that, including Carolyn Maloney of New York, who was like, wait a second, this has to go to CFIUS, which is the board that approves these foreign transactions, because we don't like the idea of, you know, a Venezuelan company
obviously
an American voting machine company. So they wound up selling off Smartmatic. But I think Sidney Powell's statement the other day was sort of like, these companies are somewhat intertwined. At some point, you know, maybe they had merged together and maybe they unmerged, right? But you're talking about inherently, I think, the same thing, which is the vulnerability of the technology. How vulnerable is it possibly to hacking? How vulnerable is it to even just human error? What I found in my reporting going all the way back to 2004 was that there were a lot of concerns about this. Now, by the way, Seb, you know that if the tables were switched right now and it was this razor thin a margin, people would be making a very big deal out of
But they did. 6 years ago, the Huffington Post wrote an article about how problematic all of these systems are. How come they're not writing it now?
You know why they're not writing it now. You know, that's the difference here. It's because
their candidate, quote unquote, won.
I mean, so that's the problem. I mean, I think the questions still exist and they should be asked. And we ought to be doing absolutely everything we possibly can, right, to ensure the safety of our votes and the safety of these systems. And I've had questions for a long time. A lot of people have had a lot of questions. And this is not partisan. This is just like, wait a second. You know, can this technology be vulnerable to certain bad actors? And, you know, what I learned way back when, again, with a different company that was eventually acquired by Dominion, it could be. And I think it's been since proven by numerous computer scientists that this stuff is not foolproof.
Now, you are a champion of free markets, of fair trade. We rely upon your expertise every week. And guys, if you're not listening to her podcast, if you're not watching her on YouTube, you are really missing out. It's TrishIntel.com. It's Trish_Reagan on Twitter. And it's also the podcast, Trish Intel. Trish, is it unconservative of me? Is it against free and fair trade to say, hang on, I don't want any, and I mean zero, foreign involvement in the counting of U.S. elections? I'm not, you know, you just don't get to buy or have joint ventures. You wanna be involved as a private entity in counting votes, okay, but you're going to be a U.S. company and nobody ever gets to buy you. Is that a bad reaction?
Here. No, it is an absolutely spot on, normal, natural reaction. And again, I'm all for free markets. But when it comes to our safety and our security and something as precious as our elections, you can't have other actors. And I'm sorry, my husband was laughing at me because he's like, Trish, Canadian? And I'm like, yeah, Canadian. Okay, he's like, Dominion Voting. I mean, that is a Canadian company. I'm not okay, even with a Canadian company. Well, you know why? Because they don't have the same standards as us.
But hang on a second. Canada doesn't even use it. If it's not good enough for them.
Yeah, I know. And I think it was like originally headquartered and then they moved this and that. But, you know, I don't want multinational companies involved in my voting. Okay. Like, I don't think that that's too much to ask. And I'm someone who's very much about free markets. But, you know, time and place.
Right.
And in this particular circumstances, in this particular circumstance, with any election, right, you can't have foreign actors. There should be no foreign involvement. I mean, this should be under lock and key, big time.
Now, you're on this show, and we love having you here every week because of your acumen when it comes to markets, when it comes to the economy. But you're also an arch communicator. You were one of the best, if not the best, on Fox Business, and what you're doing now is stellar. I have to ask you this from the point of view of professional communication. Mm-hmm. Are you satisfied with the way the campaign and the president's team are communicating in the last 2 weeks?
So I think they could do a better job.
Okay.
And I'll tell you this because, for example, these companies, right, they're very, very confusing. And
yes.
I understand it's difficult to sort of trace their origins, et cetera. But let's be really succinct and let's be really straightforward. Okay. This is a company that traces its roots back to Smartmatic in Venezuela. Why? Because it, you know, bought Sequoia, which was then bought. I mean, you got to actually lay it out for people in steps. The other thing is, you know, in terms of the evidence per se, I understand a lot of what they're doing is they're still gathering it. Okay, so it's probably challenging for them as well.
Well, there's a time crunch.
There is a time crunch, and so they better keep gathering, and I think that they've got to really work around the clock. And again, it's about communicating the message as clearly as possible. I thought Sydney actually did a really good job in yesterday's press conference as being, you know, at being pretty succinct when it came to laying out their case.
All right, well, 3 weeks to go,
And next week, numerous states will be certifying their elections, so the push is on. In the last 60 seconds, we have anything we should note when it comes to the economy in this very strange twilight zone we're in politically?
Yes. You know, Joe Biden is out there talking the economy down. He's talking about a very dark winter. I have no doubt. If he gets in there on January 20th, we're looking at a February and a March that's going to be pretty lousy, okay? Really lousy.
Why do they always give us a dark vision? Why is the left always talking about dark vision, dark winters?
Because they want to get more stimulus through. I'm not kidding. Wow. I mean, this is his. He's like, if I just paint this gloom and doom, then maybe somebody will give me a few more bucks so I can, you know, like Ilhan Omar wants to, you know, just relieve rent payments, relieve mortgage payments. Student loan payments. I mean,
somebody's going to pay for my Mustang, right? The government's going to pay for the payment on my Mustang as well. Follow her right now, Trish_Regan, TrishIntel.com. Also on YouTube, get the podcast. Have a blessed weekend. We are going to be back. We're going to squeeze in a couple of your calls, then our next guest, because you are the most important part of this show. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is marking its season of hope, and they need your help. The foundation is honoring America's heroes by donating 36 homes in 36 days. That's one home a day from Thanksgiving through New Year's Eve. Tunnel to Towers is gifting homes in more than 24 states across our nation. They're bringing hope to great Americans, our catastrophically injured veterans, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families. The foundation is giving thanks to all of those who have sacrificed so much for us, and to the many people like you across this country who have supported their efforts to honor our nation's heroes. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Donate $11 a month by going to t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. T2T.org. Help bring hope to America's heroes and their families. Thank you.
ReliefFactor.com studios. This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
What an incredible story. We have some audio here of a woman called Michelle, who's a mother who was in prison, and through the Angel Tree campaign, she was helping other mothers help organize Christmas gifts for their children. What an incredible thing to do once you're already behind bars. Listen to what that was like for this incredible lady.
Scary women. Women I would have been frightened of. We're now sitting across from me in this little tiny room where our knees are actually almost touching. And I'm helping them fill out an application for their children for Angel Tree. Angel Tree brought in hope, a little ray of light to a very, very dark place, and allowed us moms to be able to reach outside the prison walls to our families and let our children know that they weren't forgotten and that we were still thinking about them.
Wow. God bless her. And God bless all of you that are making this possible. With Prison Fellowship and your donations to the Angel Tree campaign, we are getting Christmas gifts to children across America who have a mother or father incarcerated, along with a children's Bible and a letter, a message of hope and love from that parent. $22 per child gets them that gift and that little ray of sunshine at Christmas. Will you be one of those people? Please go to my website, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, and help these children. Click on the Angel Tree banner at the top of the page, or just reach out directly to Prison Fellowship at 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794. These children, they feel shame, they feel guilt for no good reason. Let's break the cycle. Let's help them today. You can be that person. SebGorka.com, Angel Tree banner right at the top. Let's go to your calls. We're going to start with a Ask Dr. G Anything Friday call. That's line one, Dale in Detroit.
Hi, Dr. G. I've got a very important question for you. You've answered a lot of questions the last few weeks about this election, and you need a science fiction question.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. I can switch off for like 90 seconds. Go ahead, Dale.
Yeah. Although I do have a question on mail-in voting that
I've never answered. You're going to smuggle that in as well.
But the first one is why I called. So okay. I know you're a Space 1999 fan.
Yes.
I know you got an eagle there on your shelf.
I do, right behind
you. What I want to know is season one or season two?
Oh, season one. Season one.
That's what I figured.
Season two gets a little bit freaky, know what I mean?
Yeah, I've never heard you play the theme song to season two in your bumper music, so I just assumed you're a season one fan.
Look, I like it all, but season two, it gets a little bit... somebody in the script meetings was on LSD, I think. Don't you, Dale?
Yeah. It was a whole reboot thing, and, you got to...
All right. Good question, Dale. Mail-in voting, what's your question?
So the mail-in votes come in.
Yeah.
They have an envelope with presumably your name and your signature on it. With the ballot inside, the ballot gets separated, commingled, can't fix that anymore.
Correct.
Where are those envelopes with the signatures on them? Can't you go back and check those envelopes?
In a landfill.
This signature shouldn't have been counted. So there's a vote in there somewhere, and therefore you would know how many votes would have gone away. Or did they
here's the issue. Number one, not every state puts a signature on the security envelope. Number two, my expectation is that every single one of those envelopes, once it's separated from the ballot, is destroyed. They would have, you know, if you're doing mass voter fraud, you're going to get rid of the evidence. And secondly, even if they put them in storage for the last 2.5 weeks, guess what? How can you match it to the ballot? There's no way to match it to the ballot. Therefore, even if the envelope's signature is fraudulent, well, how are you going to find it? This is the real problem. This is what Matt Gaetz mentioned earlier, and I've been harping on for a week and a half now. The states like Pennsylvania co-mingled the illegal late-arriving ballots or the ones that weren't postmarked. And as such, there's no obvious legal remedy unless you say, like Rudy tried to argue yesterday, oh, well, in that case, you just remove 600,000 of those late ballots that all went to a particular candidate whose name is not Donald Trump. So that's the real challenge. And that's why this, in my opinion, is going to be a political battle far more than it is a legal one. You got to fight the legal fight, but this is going to be primarily a political fight with the state legislatures, with the chief clerks, with the secretaries of state. Great question. Thank you. Space 1999, season one. Thank you. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. It is drug-free pain relief that actually works. Kept me pain-free for almost 2 years now. Just listen to Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Now that is an endorsement. See the others, the video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com, and then do the right thing. Order your 3-week quick starter pack. You can call them 800-500-8384 or ReliefFactor.com. You've waited long enough to be liberated from your pain. Do it now. 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
We took Sidney Powell seriously. We had no intention of fighting with her. We've always respected her work. We simply wanted to see the details. How could you not want to see them? So we invited Sidney Powell on the show. We would have given her the whole hour. We would have given her the entire week, actually, and listened quietly the whole time at rapt attention. That's a big story. But she never sent us any evidence, despite a lot of requests, polite requests, not a page. When we kept pressing, she got angry and told us to stop contacting her. When we checked with others around the Trump campaign, people in positions of authority, they told us Powell has never given them any evidence either, nor did she provide any today at the press conference. Powell did say that electronic voting is dangerous, and she's right. We're with her there. But she never demonstrated that a single actual vote was moved illegitimately by software from one candidate to another. Not one.
That is a clip from Tucker Carlson's monologue that has set a small brush fire amongst the conservative movement. I reacted to it. I said there are certain justifiable comments that Tucker made. And then I got a response on Twitter from a fellow conservative. And I said to him, my man, I'm sure this is not the best place to debate this. Why don't you come on my show? And he's such a gentleman. He agreed to. He has once guest hosted for Rush Limbaugh, and he is now President-elect Nick Searcy. Mr. Searcy, welcome back to America First.
Thank you having me. Thank you for having me, Sebastian. I'm glad to be here.
Good to have you back. So talk to us. Give us your version of where you stand in this debate on the president's team, Sidney Powell and Tucker Carlson.
Well, I think the president's team said in the press conference that we are not presenting evidence today. This is an overview. And I think that what Tucker was demanding was, or asking for, was that she come on the show and show all of her evidence on a television show, which is not how court cases work. That's not even a smart way to do a court case. You don't try it on television first and then go into the courtroom and try to win. So I think that what he was asking her to do in the first place was unfair, and then he goes on to insinuate that she doesn't have any evidence, and that's why she got mad, and that in fact nobody has any evidence that any vote has ever been changed. And to me, it's just like one more nail in the coffin of what conservatives used to like about Fox News. We thought that there was at least one major network that would allow the facts to come forward as they unfolded. And after what happened on election night and after what Tucker did last night, it's just becoming apparent that Fox News is just another network like CNN or MSNBC, and it's very disheartening.
Well, look, there are serious, clearly serious problems at Fox News. I've tweeted out this morning, Fox News's tweet wishing President-elect, as they see it, Biden, happy birthday, and saying he will be the oldest president we've ever had. So Fox News is in the tank. But I don't think Tucker's there yet. I think he's still holding out. And here's my point, and let me give you free rein to respond. What Sidney has, look, there, what she has done for Mike Flynn, nobody has done for him. I mean, she's incredible. She's such a fighter. What Rudy is doing, Jenna was in the studio yesterday. What Joe and Victoria are doing is remarkable. God bless his handful of true fighters. But what Sidney Powell has said is that Venezuela, Spain, Germany, foreign interests have stolen this election to the tune of not hundreds of thousands, but millions of votes. If that's true, Nick, that is the biggest crime in American history. Literally, the biggest crime. International interests stealing this election for the Democrat Party. As such, because we have only 3 weeks left until the Electoral College, we don't have time to futz around and wait until everything is presented in a court of law. At least some of the dynamite has to be initiated and ignited in the court of public opinion. And I tend to agree with him because of one reason alone, the time crunch. Your response?
Well, I think if this crime has occurred, it's one of the greatest crimes in history. And if it is, it's probably a pretty elaborate scheme. It's probably, there's a lot of elements to it, and there's a lot of people involved. So it's probably going to be take a long time to piece together. It's not something that you can do in 45 minutes on the Tucker Carlson show. It's going to take a while to present all this evidence and make the charges stick and show show in a court of law how this happened, if it happened. So that's what I'm saying. It's an unfair request. Give us a few sound bites that we can feed to our audience and make ourselves look important rather than focus on actually proving this elaborate crime in a court of law. And I think we're all on the conservative side really sick of the circular firing squad. We're sick of this, like, you know, just like what happened today with Fox congratulating the president-elect. He's not the president-elect. He's not been certified.
No, not at all.
And this election is still being contested. I'm old enough to remember 2000. You know, Gore fought the thing all the way into mid-December. So, but this whole thing of like, well, she obviously has no evidence. It's a very elaborate crime.
And we're going to play.
There's evidence for it. It's going to take a long time to present it all.
We're
going to
play the audio cut. Sidney Powell's response this morning on the Maria Bartiromo Show, where she counters. She actually says the opposite of some of the things Tucker Carlson says or said in that clip. He is the director of America, America, God Shed His Grace on Thee, and the incredible movie Gosnell. Follow him right now on Twitter. Yes, Nick Searcy. He is officially president-elect, Nick Searcy. In the last 90 seconds we have with you, Nick, let me ask you this question, and I want you to be as blunt as you can. As a communicator, as a professional communicator, how do you rate the president's campaign in terms of communicating the enormity of what happened in the last 2.5 weeks? Are they doing enough of a good job, Nick?
Well, I think, like I said before, I think it's a very, very difficult thing to communicate, because if this happened, it was an elaborate crime. It was an elaborate crime with many elements. And I think that in the last couple of weeks, they have not done a great job of explaining how elaborate it was or exactly the magnitude of the crime. But that may be because they're biding their time and they're going to present their case in court. And they either win or lose there.
Yeah.
That's where it's going to be won. It's not going to be won on television. It's going to be won in the courts.
That's where we disagree. I don't think it can be won in the courts because we don't have the time. We have to do that, but we don't have the time. This will be won politically when we put enough pressure on the state houses, on the secretaries of state, not to certify those elections because they're corrupt and not to send those electoral college votes to D.C. That's my plan, and that's what I told the president. But hey, like Nick said, we're both on the same side. God bless. Follow him. Yes, Nick Searcy on Twitter. This is America First. Your calls next. Paul, Stanley, Antoinette, Connie, George, stay on the line. This is America First. I'm your host, Sebastian Gorka, and I need to take my balance of nature today. Why? Because it's so good for you. You try to be healthy. You try to exercise. Get out there. Get your COVID hijab off. Get exercising. Eat well. But you know, the easiest way to be the healthiest you can be is to take Dr. Douglas Howard's Balance of Nature. When you take those 6 little capsules, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables, you are taking 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables, things that, you know, on an average day you might not get around to, like kale. I know it's good for you. I just don't like it. Get 35% off your first preferred order of Balance of Nature, thanks to Dr. Douglas Howard, and free shipping if you use my name. Call 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. That's 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com, promo code Gorka.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
Thank you kindly, Shad. Bit of Space 1999. Sorry, YouTubers, you don't get to hear it. Check it out. It's an amazing theme tune. There's such fascists on Google that you don't get to hear our incredible bumper music. If you haven't done so already, it's a good time of year to do so, isn't it? Go to MyPillow.com for incredible gifts. Mike Lindell, that incredible patriot, is going to give you 60% off his products, especially the MyPillow, $69.98. Now $29.98 if you use my name, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape, guaranteed for 10 years. The president uses them. My whole team uses them. They're just that good. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, or call 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Let's go to where Democrats hang out when there's COVID. They have their conferences in Hawaii. Paul, line one.
Hey. Hi, hey. Dr. Gorka.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
I just want to take a little issue with, you know, I understand the idea of trying to get the state legislatures to do the right thing and don't certify this fraudulent election, but I don't want to lose sight that this is a federal issue. As the 10-state lawsuit against Michigan points out, if one state decides to have fraudulent elections, then the other states are disenfranchised, right? If I can vote 500 times, 5,000 times, well, what's actually happening is I'm exalting myself as a citizen and debasing other citizens of other states.
That's an interesting. So that's an interesting argument.
Constitutional crisis.
That's an it's an interesting argument, but the other states would have to complain. They wouldn't just have to be hypothetical parties. They'd have to be suing each other like crazy. You'd have to have Texas suing Pennsylvania, and that's not going to happen. Not in 3 weeks, Paul.
I understand that, but there was a lawsuit that came out about 2 weeks ago against Michigan that included Texas, Arkansas, and several other states. Basically, and again, I understand the issue of time, how critical that is. And yes, I hope these legislatures do something. But, you know, we've got a big problem. What we've got is sort of the reversal of what the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment was supposed to stop.
Correct.
Is that one state is exalting its citizens over the other state.
I get that. But let's be clear. The murder of O.J. Simpson's wife and her boyfriend took how long do you think it took, Paul, to murder them? 2 minutes?
A couple minutes, yeah. Sure.
How long did the court case take?
Years.
Right. One event that takes 2 minutes is tried for a year and a half. We don't have the time. We have to prove things that are in your face outrageous. But this will not be won in a court of law, and especially because judges don't like to overturn elections. It's just not their habit. This is going to be won politically, and if anyone can win it, it's Donald John Trump, the President of the United States. More of your calls and amazing guests here on America First.